Hello and welcome to ADHD Support Talk Radio. My name is Tara McGillicuddy and I am the host of ADHD Support Talk Radio. I am also an adult ADD and ADHD productivity coach and the founder and director of ADDClasses.com. And at ADDClasses.com, we provide virtual support and education to people affected by ADD and ADHD. We offer free webinars. We have an extensive ADD audio library with over 150 hours of courses, and we also offer more in-depth support programs. You can learn more about ADDClasses.com by going to the website www.addclasses.com. And I'd really like to thank everyone who, the people who have given me reviews on iTunes for ADHD Support Talk Radio. I really appreciate it, Ada, and it's funny, I haven't looked at the reviews in months, and I looked at it the other day, and somebody gave a great, thoughtful review, so thank you. And if you are listening and you're a member of iTunes, please consider writing a review if you like the show, because if more people can find it if you give a review, so just go to iTunes and, you know, look at the ADHD Support Talk Radio podcast, and if you like it and you found it helpful, just let me know by giving a review, and it helps more people find it. So thank you for those of you who have already given the reviews, and those of you who are considering it, I would really appreciate it. So with that, I would like to welcome back Lynn Idris to ADHD Support Talk Radio. In just a moment, we're going to be talking about money and finances in adult ADHD. Lynn, before we get started talking about money and finances, can you let our listeners know a bit about yourself and how to get in touch with you after they've listened to this episode?
Sure. Thanks again for having me again, Tara. I always love doing this. So I'm an ADD coach, and I specialize in working with adults struggling with things like disorganization, time management, procrastination, and weak follow-through. I'm a woman with ADD myself, so I've been where my clients are and gone from living in that constant state of chaos and overwhelm to living a life of more calm and more success. You know, I help my clients get their potential and get their performance in sync so that they can have more time and more energy for the things that they really love. And for me, that's the purpose of improving your productivity and improving your performance so that you can have more of the things that you want. It's not just about crossing stuff off some to-do list. And I know, you know, anybody out there can share the same success. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But if you'd like to learn more, you can visit www.coachingaddvantages.com. That's Coaching Advantages with two D's, a little play on words there.
Okay, great. I'm so glad you've joined us again. And you and I were going back and forth about what we should be talking about when you come back on the show. And we came up with the idea of money and finances, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk about it is because, you know, it's the beginning of the year, people talking about New Year's resolutions, their minds focus on making changes, and I know for my clients, money and finances was a very common theme, so I thought it was the perfect time to discuss money and finances on ADHD Support Talk Radio.
And I'm hearing a lot about that this time of year, Tara, as well, and I think, you know, kind of been there, done that myself. I think a lot of us with, you know, the winter holidays, we can kind of get ourselves off track and we can get ourselves in a little bit of trouble with our finances. And this is a really good time of year to, you know, kind of get those things under control and start heading in a better direction so that you can, you know, you can do with your money what you want to do with it rather than, you know, kind of having it control you. And I think that it's, you know, my clients with ADD, they're really typical ADD-related challenges with money due to things like impulsivity, you know, typical ADD disorganization and poor time management, and our executive function challenges with planning. Perfectionism even plays a role, as do procrastination and struggle with follow-through, and avoidance is a big one for my clients with ADHD. I hear a lot about, you know, kind of how all of these really typical ADD challenges that show up in lots of areas of our lives really impact, you know, our ability to manage our money and our difficulty with financial planning, for sure. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to go through
what would you say you're finding is one of the more common ones, like, that has been lately that have been affecting your clients?
I think the big thing, you know, kind of when I'm starting to coach a client on something like this, on anything, but really something like this. So you have, you know, somebody comes to me and they're struggling with their finances, you know, they're managing their money, keeping track, planning, having enough for their expenses, you know, budgeting, all that stuff. And most of us with ADD are not great at that stuff. You know, there are always those that find that interesting and challenging and really excel at that, you know, kind of the money management stuff. But I would say the bulk of my clients with ADD do not. And one of the big things, I think, you know, well, some it all sort of kind of becomes a tangled pile of spaghetti. But one of the first things I like to do is just to look at, like, you know, why do they want to get control of their finances? It's kind of like, you know, like anything else that we want to change. If we're only focused on, you know, these things that we have to do, these things that we tell ourselves that we should do, you know, I always, like, you know, in coaching we always say that should is kind of like a trigger word that we want to pay attention to. But these things that we should do, you know, out of obligation or out of what we believe to be a sense of responsibility, there's a deeper reason that we want to do these things. And if we're only focused on the fact that we need to do these things, we have to do these things, we should be doing these things, it can make it a lot harder to keep up with them if they're not interesting or they're not fun or, you know, whatever. So one of the first things I do with my clients is to, like, dig a little bit at why they want to get better with money. You know, why do they want to, you know, manage their money? Why do they want to do all of the things that it takes to really be on top of your finances and on top of your financial planning? And why it matters to them in the deeper reason, like, you know, is it about supporting your family? Is it about, you know, what you want to do in retirement? Is it about, you know, what you kind of define as being a responsible adult? You know, getting to the bottom of that for the client first so we can keep bringing them back to that as, you know, it gets hard sometimes to follow through with some of the practical stuff. And, of course, in coaching, you know, we do a lot of the practical stuff, you know, systems and tools and, you know, systems for dealing with the mail, paying bills, reconciling accounts, you know, tools for managing impulsive spendings, all of those kinds of things that we need to do with our clients who have ADD. But if we can bring them back to that sort of deeper reason why it really matters to them, it makes it easier to keep up with all of that stuff.
Have you been finding the reasons are very different for each person, or has the theme been similar lately?
I think those deeper reasons are a little different for every person, but some of the themes are, you know, being a responsible grown-up. You know, financial independence for a lot of us is that's a measure of independence. It's a measure of responsibility. It's a measure of, you know, sort of being a grown-up, of being an adult, of being responsible and being able to kind of stand on your own two feet. For some of my clients, it's about, you know, their kids. It's about their family. It's about, you know, the people that they care about, their spouse, their partner, you know, maybe somebody that they love, you know, that they support either financially or emotionally is in a job that they hate, or maybe they're in a job that they hate. So getting on top of their finances is a vehicle. You know, all of these sort of things that we have to do, these behaviors, these habits, these tools and systems that we need to use are all vehicles to something bigger. So maybe it's a career change or being able to move to something that they enjoy more and having to worry less about money. So it is a little bit different, I think, for everybody specifically, but there are pretty common recurring themes.
And when somebody knows, when they dug deep and they know it's motivating, the reasons why they want to get there, it becomes easier to use the tools and systems to get past the shame and stop the avoidance with the money when you really think about, you know, what's motivating you, what's behind it, and, you know, when you picture and feel like what it'll feel like in the future when you get a better handle on your money, it can really help you, you know, do the mundane tasks.
Definitely. I mean, that dopamine deficiency that most of us with ADHD, you know, deal with on a regular basis, that deficiency in how we use the brain chemical dopamine really comes into play with this kind of stuff. This kind of stuff that's, you know, it's kind of mundane, it's kind of routine, it's kind of boring. Some of it's hard. We've got emotional stuff kind of tied into it. But dopamine is the brain chemical that's responsible for feelings of motivation and feelings of reinforcement and feelings of reward. So if we can tie the values piece and we can find ways to help the client keep that values piece in the front of their mind, it's going to give them that little bit of a dopamine boost that's going to make it easier to keep up with, you know, the behaviors you need to keep up with, the things you need to do, those mundane, boring tasks like reconciling your accounts or, you know, or even if it's avoiding impulsive spending. You know, if I know I have a client who you know, their goal for their money management in the kind of not the really long term, but in the sort of, you know, the midterm is a nice vacation, being able to take their family on a nice vacation or being able to travel to a part of the world that they've never been to, but they have problems with impulsive spending or, you know, not being mindful when they're, you know, buying something that they don't need or didn't intend to buy or whatever. You know, we can do something, you know, kind of simple, like put a laminated picture, you know, credit card, one of my favorite things to do, put a laminated credit card picture, size picture, you know, in their wallet in front of their debit card or their credit card that has a picture of where they want to go or the person that they're saving for, or, you know, whatever, that little reminder for yourself, you know, kind of that interrupt, that little bit of dopamine boost might make you feel more motivated and help you resist that impulsivity a little bit. But we've, you know, we've got to get to that deeper meaning for any of the tools or tips or tricks or, you know, things that we do on a practical basis to really be able to, you know, be sustained by our clients.
And a lot of people are not going there. They're not looking at that deeper meaning. And it's funny, like in my productivity circle, I have people choose tasks that are going to work on each day. And one of the things, part of it is to think about what's in it for you. What's the reason you're choosing these tasks? What's the payoff when they're done? And people, they're not used to thinking like that. Like, if, for example, what's the payoff for taking the trash? Yeah, you know, you get the stuff out of your house, but there's a deeper meaning to that. And a lot of people are not going there. So it's really important, especially when it comes to finances, when there's so many mixed emotions with finances and there's so many different steps, you know, involved in improving your finances. It's so important to look at that deeper meaning. And you gave a great example of having a picture on your credit card or debit card, and they look at something positive, you know, for not spending, you know, what's going to benefit the M instead of like a nag or, you know, don't do this because you're going to get in trouble.
Right.
They're looking at it different. And it's going to help, you know, send better chemicals to the brain, and it's going to really, you know, help them. So that's a great example, Lynn.
Yeah, thanks. And it is that deeper meaning piece is that's an important part of coaching that I think a lot of people don't really either think about or know about when it comes to being able to make changes that last for the long term. So a lot of this stuff, you know, like money is one of those really emotionally laden kind of areas. There's so much, like so much of us have really weird sort of, if you think about our, you know, Western culture being sort of, you know, money oriented or, you know, even though as a culture we tend to be money oriented, individually, most people have some like shame around money, have some like, you know, kind of ways that they think about money as being, you know, immoral or, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. So we've got to get to the emotional reasons that it's helpful for us to manage and take control of our money. Otherwise, all of this guilt and all of this shame and all of this, you know, years of struggling and late fees. And I've had so many clients over the years who are, you know, make plenty of money, you know, to keep up with their finances, but don't have the systems and the skills in place to manage their bills. So they deal with things like utilities being shut off and the shame of that. I had a client came to me, you know, years ago who was a Fortune 100 business executive who the straw that broke the camel's back and sent her to coaching was she had to stay in a hotel for a couple of days because her water was shut off. And she was mortified because someone saw her coming out of this local hotel and getting ready to go to work, and she had to come up with some story as to why she was there, you know, and she, you know, and it wasn't for lack of earning, it was for lack of skills and really, you know, a good perspective on why managing money and, you know, keeping track of your finances and really kind of, you know, you being in control of the money rather than the other way around is so important.
Yeah.
But it really is an important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, mindset plays a huge role when it comes to finances. You know, the having the right system in place is great, but when you have that mindset, because you may have failed in the past, and it's embarrassing. I had my car repossessed when I was in my early 20s, and it was awful. I mean, just the feeling, the sinking feeling. And, you know, that was tough. So that mindset, because a lot of people I hear, oh, I can't afford this. I can never afford that. And that's what they think. that's what your brain hears. That's what you put out to the world. And that alone can make a huge difference when you start thinking a little bit differently. Like even, you know, instead of putting it out there, I can't afford it. I'm never going to be afford it. I suck with money or whatever else you say. Maybe just stop and say, okay, what would it take to afford this? What would it take to, you know, improve my finances? So yeah, I mean, that mindset is huge and it's going to hold you back.
Definitely going to hold you back. And that's, you know, we've got to address that stuff in addition to the practical stuff. You know, like there are so many things that we ADDers in general like tend to have a hard time with. Like planning in general is not one of the you know, things that we ADDers are known for being great at. You know, some of us are, you know, I always say your ADD is as unique as your thumbprint. Some of us are over the top incredible planners and get, you know, it can be a problem because they go so far, you know, off the deep end with these elaborate plans. But most of us kind of suck at planning. So, you know, that challenge with planning shows up in a lot of our financial struggles. So if you're not, you know, if you're trying to keep your financial plan in your head, you know, that never works if you have ADD. Not planning out a budget for your living expenses or for those like individual purses or expenditures like a holiday gift or a vacation or spending too much on a night out with friends. You know, if you don't have a plan going in, you're likely going to end up getting yourself in trouble. And our struggle to make long-term goals meaningful for us is a struggle, you know, that kind of planning. Trouble with planning impacts our finances in our shopping. Like shopping without a well-thought-out list or buying what's not on the list leads to waste and excess spending and, you know, having duplicate things that you need to get rid of or throw away or create clutter, you know. Lack of meal planning is a big one for a lot of my clients. You know, eating out because they don't have a plan appropriately for meals. Spending money on fast food or takeout that, you know, I always say it shrinks your wallet and expands your waistline at the same time, you know. Having to throw food out that goes to waste. You know, and again, that also, you know, kind of creates clutter. But that shopping without planning, the whole planning thing can be huge. So, you know, I always, if you start, you have to start somewhere. So starting with, you know, your deeper reasons and then look specifically at, you know, what are your disconnects? You know, what are your individual, you know, places where, you know, your challenges, your tendencies are getting in your way, you know, for on a practical basis. And, you know, you mentioned or I mentioned in the beginning avoidance, and that's one I see a lot of. Seems recently I'm seeing a lot of that in my ADD clients, and I'm not sure if it's, you know, all of a sudden the holiday credit card bills are coming in and they're shocked, but, you know, that whole being so out of touch and out of control with your finances that you're afraid to look at them is a really big problem, you know, because it, you know, on one hand, we're optimistic and, you know, we're not really kind of grounded in reality, but we're making decisions without, you know, information on which to base them. And it makes us vulnerable, you know, and that fear of being able to look at the mess you've made, potentially made, that fear of, you know, being able to look and see where you really stand really makes you vulnerable. And it, you know, and that fear doesn't just go away when you're not thinking about money, it's always there. So it creates stress and kind of like that, you know, that feeling of impending doom. It's like, you know, I always tell my clients, when you avoid, you're like the ostrich, you know, sticking his head in the sand. And when I visualize an ostrich with its head in the sand, you know, that big ostrich backside is a big old target for the ostrich predators. And for us, you know, when we've got our heads in the sand and our backsides are targets for, you know, for all kinds of problems, getting ourselves into trouble financially, you know, causing problems with our relationships, all of those kind of trickle down things that, you know, money management, you know, if it's really not in control, can really cause problems with.
Yeah. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It may even be painful to look at the bill or, you know, start paying more attention to something. But once you get through that initial feeling of discomfort, you get to feel that you're back into control. You get to make even like one little change and that puts you back in control. And logically, you know, people listening to this, they know if you avoid looking at your bills or whatever else you're avoiding, more than likely it's just going to get worse in the long run. But it's still, you know, making that initial leap, if you want to call it, to get through the pain and discomfort and begin to make the changes and take control again.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about. I always think of like, you know, things like this, you have a choice of you being in control, you directing, you know, the path that you take, or you can let the thing, you know, direct you, choose your path for you. And we're always happier and we always feel more fulfilled when we're the ones making the choices.
Yes.
And it's hard, you know, I've been there. I mean, you know, I think most of us at some point have been there. It's hard to look. It's kind of hard to stare the mess, you know, square in the eye, but that's what puts you in control. And that's what enables you to be able to make the kinds of choices that you want to make based on what your vision is for, you know, why you want to manage your money and get control of your finances.
Mm-hmm. And that's just it. You can get back into control, even though society and the media and all the advertising is telling us we have no control because they want to make money off of us. We really do have that control. And if we stop, get through it, and, you know, start paying attention and being mindful, you really can begin to take back your control and have a happy, productive life.
Yeah, yeah. It is all about being mindful. It is about being thoughtful and being able to make decisions. As long as you're not looking at it, as long as you're ignoring it and worrying about it, you know, you can't make decisions to make it better.
Mm-hmm. So, Lynn, we are actually towards the end of today's show. Do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave people with today? And could you make sure you give out your contact information again?
Sure. That went fast. You know, there are a few things that I think are essential. You know, paying your bills on time. It sounds so ridiculously obvious to say that, but, you know, your financial situation gets significantly worse when you're accruing late payments and fees and unintentional interest on your credit card. So, you know, look at what's going wrong with your bill payment systems and look at that from a practical perspective. You know, rethink how you use your credit. That's one of the things that, you know, a lot of us don't think about. We just whip the card out and, you know, swipe it or, you know, whatever. But anytime you charge something and don't pay it off in full, you're essentially taking out a loan to pay for whatever it is that you charge. So rethinking credit. I always, you know, tell my clients, you wouldn't dare think about, you know, going to your local bank and asking the branch manager for a high interest loan to pay for pizza delivery. But that's what we're doing when we're charging, you know, little things frequently and not paying them off. And then, you know, don't be an ostrich. Get to the bottom of why it matters to you. Why is this important, you know, emotionally in terms of your values and, you know, why do you want to manage your money? And, you know, keep that in mind. Don't be an ostrich. Keep that vision for yourself and what it is that you want to do with the money when you're managing it, you know, in front of you in any creative way that you can, and that's going to make all of this easier. You know, I promise it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. With us, I think simple is always better, but you've got to know why it matters for anything you try, you know, to stick and if you want to make it work. So again, my name is Lynn Idris. You can learn more about me at www.coachingaddvantages.com. I have a, you know, blog on there and some digital products, group programs and things like that I run. So check out my website. And if you have any questions, there's, you know, lots of opportunity on the website to contact me directly.
Okay. And Lynn, you have a program coming up soon, correct?
Yes, and I totally forgot. Thank you for reminding me. So I have a program that I run pretty much quarterly. It's a group, like a group coaching program, so to speak, but it's a little bit different. It's a self-coaching program with a group component. So there's some self-study stuff, there's some group interaction, some group support, and the next group will kick off, the first 2017 group will kick off on Monday, February 13th. With a live Q&A kickoff call with me and other group members to help, you know, get you off on the right foot and really get you moving and make some changes. If procrastination is affecting your life, which it is for most of my clients, you know, that shows up in lots of ways, including money. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to kind of mention that. But you can learn more about it at www.addclasses.com/PPP. And I have an offer code just for listeners of this podcast. So if you put ADHD support in the discount or coupon promotional code box on my website and you sign up for the program, you'll get 20% off the registration fee. So again, you know, contact me if you need more information or check out addclasses.com/PPP.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Lynn Idris, and thank you everyone for taking the time to listen. And if you found this helpful, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Thanks so much. Have a great day.